I think it's been pretty well established by now that women don't give particularly good dating advice to men. It's like that saying says, if you want to know how to catch a fish, you don't ask a fish for advice, you ask a fisherman, because they're the person who actually has experience catching fish. Likewise, if you're interested in dating women, you don't ask women for advice, you ask a man who's successful at dating women. In this video, I want to talk about the most valuable person that you can have in your life. A man who's about 10 years older than you and is living the exact kind of life that you'd like to live in the future. If you're a young man and you're still wondering what kind of direction you want to take in your life, my advice is to start taking notice of the other men around you. Actively start looking for role models. The first person to look at is obvious. It's your father. So check out your dad's life and ask, is his life something that I aspire to? Do I admire him? Would I be happy to live his kind of life? If the answer is yes, then that's absolutely fantastic. Lucky you, you actually have a role model in your father. And congratulations to your dad, because he's obviously doing a great job. Not everybody is like that. A lot of people grow up disliking their fathers, or certainly wouldn't want to live their life anything like their dad's. So if you do have a good father, you know, a strong, positive, masculine role model, please appreciate what you've got. Be grateful. The amount of people who have outright admiration, you know, not a single bad thing to say about their father, is probably quite rare. And likewise, people who have outright hatred for their father, not a single good word to say about them, that's also pretty rare. Most people's relationships with their dads are going to be somewhere in the middle. There are some parts of his life that I really admire and I think are fantastic, but there's other parts that I certainly don't want to go anywhere near. For example, he might have really good business sense, a lot of skills in making money, but his marriage is not so great. Or maybe you admire how smart he is, like he's obviously got a really good intellect, but on the other hand, he doesn't seem to have a lot of emotional regulation or emotional self-awareness. Whatever it is, people typically don't have a perfect role model in their father, and the idea that he should be absolutely everything that you want to be is frankly too much to expect from one person anyway. Besides, you're your own person. You're not your father. You have your own ideas, your own goals. You want to carve out your own path in life. That's why I think that it's really important when you're a young man to start actively looking at the other men in your life and look for positive, strong, masculine role models who you admire. The reason that I think that it's important that the person is about 10 years older than you is that you want their advice to be relevant. You want them to have been coming up through their manhood at a similar time to you so that the context, the culture, the basic environment is similar. That's important if their advice is going to be at all relevant to you and your situation. So you might know some pleasant, really nice, positive 70-year-old guy who's been married for 50 years, and you think, wow, this guy's got a fantastic marriage. I wonder how he did it. But really, the cultural context when he got married is so different from the landscape of today that any advice that he's able to give you is probably not going to be particularly relevant to your circumstances. But for a man who's about 10 years older than you, he's living in a very similar cultural context. It's not exactly the same, but it's pretty close. Whatever ideas or beliefs he has, he's had those 10 years to try them out, to see if they work. He understands where you're coming from, but he's had the experience of living more life than you had. So when you're in the process of actively looking for male role models, it's a whole lot easier if you know beforehand what you want to achieve. For example, if you're interested in a long-term monogamous relationship, you really want to have children, start a family, you just want a stable household, well, that's great. You know exactly what you're looking for. You want to find a man who's already achieved that. Now, you might meet some guy who's successful and positive and really happy to give you advice, but if he's not living the kind of life that you want, then his advice is not going to be particularly useful. Maybe this guy doesn't want children. He's not interested in having a long-term relationship. He likes to keep his relationships casual. That's all absolutely fine, all power to him, but he's not going to be able to give you many useful tips on how to create a long-term relationship and a stable household. But on the other hand, if that's what you want, if you like the idea of living it like a perpetual bachelor lifestyle and just having lots of casual relationships with women, you want to be successful at that, well then fantastic, this is the guy that you should be listening to. Or maybe you don't really know what you want. You don't know what kind of a life is going to suit you best. You can see some appeal in keeping your relationships casual, but you can also see some appeal in having children, passing on your genes, living the kind of suburban lifestyle with a long-term relationship. If you're still making up your mind, that's absolutely fine. There's no rush. What you should do is try and find two role models, each leading different lives, and spend time with both of them. While you're finding out about their lifestyle, ask as many questions as you can. Ask them about what they believe and why they believe it and how they came to this point in life. Gather up as much useful data and information as you can so that you can weigh it inside yourself and really answer that question, which one of these guys is leading the kind of lifestyle that suits me better? I think that it is of tremendous value that you see real people live out their choices. You know, real situations, real relationships. I know that the internet has revolutionized information in a way we've never seen before, and it's absolutely fantastic. We can spread ideas so quickly, it's just wonderful. But you could argue that one of the downsides of the internet is the anonymity. Like, you might come across some information or some advice on some internet forum or a comment section and think, oh yeah, that sounds reasonable. But lots of things can sound reasonable or even rational in theory, but it's not the same as actually seeing it work in practice. Hearing a good idea or a system of beliefs is powerful, but it's not as powerful as hearing those same beliefs and then seeing somebody actually live them out in their real life with positive consequences because of those beliefs. Seeing is believing, and if you meet a man who's actually living a fantastic lifestyle, the kind of life that you aspire to, then there's nothing more powerful than that. So if you already have a positive male role model in your life, someone about 10 years older than you, someone who you can go to for advice, someone who you aspire to be like, then appreciate that person. Be grateful because he is an extremely valuable person to have in your life. Before I end this video, there is one more important thing that we need to speak about, and that's to make sure that the advice that anybody's giving you is actually applicable to you. And you do that by checking to see if your circumstances are the same. For example, if you were completely broke and you met some guy, some rich, successful entrepreneur who's really good at business, you might go to that person for advice. But then if you find out that the reason he's so successful is because his family is rich and they gave him all of his startup cash, well then his circumstances are radically different to yours. You're starting at zero. You're broke. So there's really only so much that you can learn from him because you're starting from such radically different circumstances. The same goes for dating. Like, if you want advice on how to date women, but you're extremely unattractive, like straight up you're just an ugly dude, you're only going to get so much value if you ask advice from a guy who's really good looking. That person is coming from completely different circumstances, and what worked for him might not necessarily work for you. He might have some wisdom to share, but it would be of so much greater value to find somebody of a similar level of attractiveness to you, who is like, yeah man, I was in your place 10 years ago, and here's what I did to get to the place where I am now. What makes him so valuable is that he understands the specifics of your situation. He understands your unique challenges. Any advice that he gives, you know, his stories about how he went from where you are to where he is going to be really valuable because it is specifically relevant to you. All the time we're hearing in our culture about how men are hyper-competitive and all this toxic masculinity. In my experience, men are actually very cooperative, and older guys will be happy to help out younger guys with some of their wisdom, you know, to give some advice. If an older guy is happy and successful, then it's quite natural for them to want to share their wisdom with younger guys on the way up. I know that it might feel a little bit strange to do this, but honestly, if you go up to an older man and you say, hey man, I really admire your life. You're living the kind of life I would like to be living. So I was wondering, could you offer me any words of wisdom? Could you offer me some advice? I'd like to be able to learn from you. I think that that person would be grateful for your appreciation, you know, pleased that you paid them a compliment, and that they would be happy to give you some guidance.